the A-League. Jamie McLaren is the Golden Boot winner in the 1920 Hyundai A-League season. Plays for Melbourne City, of course. He's getting ready for a final tomorrow night against Western United. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We are very well, thank you, pal. Appreciate your time. We've spoken to you a couple of times in the last season. It's gone forever this season, of course. But the Golden Boot you awarded the other night, 22 goals for the season, which was an outstanding achievement. Do you chase those little markers along the way, or are they just the byproduct of all the hard work you put in?
I think from an individual perspective, you do chase it. Obviously, there's fantastic strikers all across the league in different teams, and they're all foreign players. And, you know, I'm probably the only striker that's Australian. So I take pride in winning that award. I won it at Brisbane Roar a couple of years ago, and it was a great feeling. And to win my second for my hometown club was special this time around. And at the start of the season, you set goals, and that was one of them, definitely.
So you come into the last game against Western United last Wednesday, I think it was, and you're even on the top of the table. So what's your mindset going into that game? Are you just doing everything you can to try and get on the end of one?
You know what? Probably first up, I was trying too hard or making things happen that shouldn't have in our structures. But that was just me being desperate to go out outright on top of the Golden Boot. And at halftime, I took a deep breath and spoke to a few of the boys and just said, look, you know, just get it in the area. And you saw my second goal, Lachlan Wales put a ball fantastically across the box. And yeah, that's what I do. My work inside the six-yard box and put it home. But even penalties, you know, I pride myself. I haven't missed a penalty this year. And I feel as if I've been working on those as well. And I work so hard to score goals. And I feel like the harder you work, the luckier you get.
How would you describe, Jamie, the form of the team sort of coming out of lockdown or coming out of the break? Do you feel that you're playing better than you were before the break, or you've been able to just carry on this momentum? Because overall, the season's been very good.
Yeah, it's been great. I think post-COVID, we've probably played very similar, but I feel as if we're playing a bit hungrier. And that probably sounds a bit silly, but I think we're not taking this game for granted now. And we know how close we are once final series come around, that, you know, one-off games, you could be going home or you could be sitting in a grand final. And that's something that this club hasn't done. They haven't been in a grand final before. And you know, I'd take massive pride, and I'm sure my teammates as well would take huge pride in going into a grand final for the first time for Melbourne City. And that's something that's pushed us since we were able to train as a team again back in July. And since then, we haven't really looked back, mate, and the squad are so confident.
We've talked a lot on this program, talking to athletes who feed off the crowd. They need to get excited to play at their best, whether that's Australian football, whether it's cricket, whether it's golf, doesn't really seem to matter the sport. What about you? Because you love the big occasion. You love the pressure on you to perform. What's it been like playing in front of empty stadiums?
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat having a full stadium. It is taking a bit of zap out of the game, and it's unfortunate. Obviously, we'd love to play in front of our fans. And look, I love playing against, you know, away fans that hammer me for 90 minutes. So it's a different period. And I think no one's really enjoying playing in front of nobody. But it is what it is. I believe that potentially there could be some faces in the crowd tomorrow night and potentially in the grand final. And that's great for our game and great for people at home watching it, because it just brings more atmosphere and it gives you that lift.
There has been a bit of a change in your world, though. The skipper not coming back, Scotty Jamieson, who's part of our team here on The Breakfast Club. We speak to him a lot, and he's decided to stay home with his young family. Obviously, a leadership void is left on the back of that. Do you step up into that?
Yeah, obviously, losing Jamo was a big loss in terms of that leadership. He's a quality player and obviously a great leader. And no player begrudged his decision to stay home and look after Vic and the baby. So we support him fully, and you know, boys like me and Josh Berlante, Roston Griffiths, all the boys who have been around this league long enough to know that you do need your experienced heads to calm the ship. And Josh Berlante stepped in as captain fantastically, and me as a striker, I sat down with the coach and said that I didn't really want to be involved with being the captain with the armband, because I need to be solely focused on scoring goals, and that was a great decision by the coach. So I'm here to do the sort of work, you know, under the radar and just fly with the young boys and just try and pick them up for great occasions.
And you've got a good challenge tomorrow night. Now, you've had an extra few days rest from the Western United boys, who needed to win on the weekend to get themselves in the position to take you on in the final tomorrow night. How important are those days rest in a compressed schedule like you've been encountering the last couple of weeks? And what do you need to do to defeat Western United? What threats do they send you?
Yeah, we've obviously had probably the best schedule out of everyone in terms of, you know, having breaks in between games. But at the same time, you probably want to keep playing games to get rhythm. And Western United, I believe, have played the most games out of anyone. And probably that holds them in great stead as well. And, you know, going into Wednesday, you know, I don't even have to mention their star players, you know, Diamante, Bessar, Berisha, you know, Andrew Durante at the back, who for me is a quality defender and a guy that I find hard to play against. And they've got experience across the board and some young boys that are very enthusiastic. And we just have to do what we've done the last three times that we've played them. You know, we've done the clean sweep during the season. But like I said, when it comes to finals, they're a good side. They've got some big-name players. And obviously, you know, Mark Rudin, the coach, has done a fantastic job wherever he's been. So it's going to be a tough gig, mate. But we need to turn up first half and show them that we've got the fresh legs about us and yeah, just see the game out. But look, I do believe that we'll go into the game full of confidence.
Well, we can't wait for it. It's a great crosstown rivalry in the semi-final for Victorian soccer, I reckon. Melbourne City FC take on Western United FC tomorrow, 5 p.m. at Bankwest Stadium, first of a doubleheader. Sydney and Perth follow that to find out who will play off in the A-League Grand Final on Sunday. Jamie, congratulations so far on a great year. Hopefully it gets better in the next couple of days.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to chat.